External logistics interdependencies. Interdependence means that both parties need each other to dependence, and together they achieve more than either could separately, interdependence. The latter part of this is also the definition of synergy. Here we provide a few representative examples of how various supply chain entities have become interdependent. All of the parties mentioned here are discussed in more detail elsewhere. Supplier/customer interdependencies. Organizations that establish deeper relationships with suppliers or customers may create interdependence in several ways. If they establish methods of sharing information, their information systems will become integrated. Moreover, if they establish processes to share strategies and even develop joint strategies, the organizations will become interdependent. While the technical arrangements are becoming simpler thanks to tools like application programming interfaces, APIs, and can be terminated if necessary, moving away from a joint strategy will be more difficult. A deeper interdependency is also created when the parties start specializing in certain roles to increase their efficiency and effectiveness. An organization that specializes will lose the capabilities it no longer does itself. 3PL and parcel service interdependencies. According to data from Mortar Intelligence, the 3PL market in 2024 was estimated to be $1.29 trillion, or over 1% of estimated worldwide GDP, almost $110 trillion. 3PLs have also been consolidating, and there are now fewer single warehouse 3PLs. The 3PL market is projected to grow at a 5% compound annual growth rate and be at $1.68 trillion by 2029 due to the increasing complexity of supply chains, importance of e-commerce, and desire to refocus on core competencies. Many organizations have become dependent on 3PLs to sustain their business. 3PLs with regional ties are especially valuable and can create interdependence. For example, the 2024 State of the Third-Party Logistics Industry Report cites an article in Supply Chain Dive. The CEO of DXL Group, Harvey Kanter, explained how their men's apparel business prioritizes adaptability and agility, saying, "There's 45 days to get goods from Asia to here, and there's a certain cost associated with it. It takes 1 week to get goods from Mexico. Mexico costs more money, but we have more agility to chase goods, and we have deep relationships." Another example is a 3PL or 4PL offering the benefits of cutting-edge software. Interdependencies with parcel services can be illustrated by the threat of a Teamsters union strike against UPS in 2023. Fears of the impact of UPS work stoppage, which was narrowly averted, caused a significant number of UPS clients to switch to alternate carriers, dropping UPS shipping volumes by 2.2 million packages per day year over year, a 9.4% decrease. This shift may be part of the reason why Amazon became the largest delivery organization in the U.S. in 2023. Both UPS and FedEx are working to reclaim customer loyalty, and both offered lower general rate increases in 2024 than in the past, only 5.9% versus the 2023 increase of 6.9%. Agent interdependencies. An agent is a person or small organization who represents a manufacturer in sales development. While agents do not buy the items being sold, they typically specialize in a complementary set of products rather than selling products that compete with each other. The interdependencies in this relationship include getting prompt support from the manufacturer so that sales attempts do not fail due to lack of responsiveness. It is also value added to provide agents with training in the products and other forms of support. Sellers who instead provide only a sales brochure and price list will be less interdependent and likely less successful. Agents are also interdependent with the manufacturer. While they do not take title to the goods, they take significant risks since they spend considerable time and money developing a market and relationships, but may not get paid until after each sale goes through. If they are successful in building a market for the products, the manufacturer may be tempted to avoid the agent's sales commissions and create a sales subsidiary. Customer loyalties tend to reside with the agent, so such a shift in strategy is high in risk for the manufacturer, who will likely see sales suffer for several years in addition to harming the relationship with the agent. Pierre David in International Logistics recommends avoiding this type of shift in strategy for these reasons. Similar advice is given for distributor interdependencies.